Sanctum Mystery. Brought to you by the makers of Trotter's Pills.
Good evening, Granny. I'm Raymond, your host. Remember? Want to come in to our inner sanctum? Well, it's very gratifying that you have the courage to come back. I was afraid our story last week might have been too much for you. But since it wasn't, suppose we see what you think of tonight's tale. Story of a strange, weird voyage that makes the Ancient Mariner look like one of the Rover Boys.
Inner Sanctum Mystery, tonight bring you The Death Ship, featuring an all-star cast of radio favorites in an original radio drama by Robert Newman. Presented for your entertainment by the makers of Carter's Little Liver Pills, the best friend to your sunny disposition.
Oh, wait. A question before we begin. Do you really know anything about the sea? The sea that covers two-thirds of the Earth's surface? The place of storms and sudden death. A place where anything can happen, and usually does, aboard the Death Ship. The Caribbean. Vast blue home of the Gulf Stream and the mysterious Sargasso Wild. Somewhere near its center, heading north, an open boat. In it, their eyes red-rimmed, their faces raw and cracked, are five men. One of them glances at stern. There, trailing them, is a menacing, triangular, black skin.
Captain Sykes.
Aye. What is it, Parker?
He's back. He's following us again.
Who is?
That shark. The same one that picked us up right after the wreck.
How do you know it's the same one?
Because I do, and I don't like it. You know what it means. It smells death. You keep on following this, dude. I'll hold the door, Captain. If you can't get him.
Ah, what's the sense? I tried three times already.
But please, Captain. Well, give me the gun and let me try.
Okay. Hold the killer.
Did you get it? Never even flinched.
Maybe he'll go away when Jock dies. And that's what he's waiting for.
Yes, he isn't going to die. He isn't.
With all his ribs dove in? Okay.
This isn't easy, though, the Captain. Besides, look. He's opening his eyes.
Water. Water.
He's asking for water.
I heard him.
Aren't you going to give him any?
Don't be a fool, Ben. You know he's dying. Water won't save him. There's hardly enough for the rest of us.
He's entitled to his share, sir. And he can have my ration to decide.
Mine, too.
Well, for my money, you're crazy, but... All right, Corky, force him out. Another cup.
Okay, Captain. I think you're not too, Benson. But here you go.
Thanks. Here you are, Josh. There you are, now drink this.
Water. Where am I? What happened?
Don't you remember, Josh? The Mary Kay, that stone last night. We ran into a reef off Skeleton Key. Found it. All hands were lost except us. Some gear fell on you and you got kind of hurt.
Skeleton Key? I remember. My ticket to wheel. Captain Pike told me we were clear of the reef. The stranger called. I did. And then we... You know, Captain Pike, you wanted to wreck the ship.
What? You're crazy.
You did. Piled her up for the insurance. The corporal was in a window. You had the lock. Oh, yeah. Before we even struck.
Well, if that's true, then what are we doing here in a whaleboat without any food and hardly any water?
It's sealed over after some time. You couldn't get the launch clear. You murdered. Drowned the whole ship company. And me. I'm dying too. Well, I'm putting a curse on you. On both of you. A curse that'll follow you and just...
Dad!
shot.
Good gosh.
He's dead.
Okay. Keep him over the side.
What? We can't do that, Captain. That's tough.
What do you want to do? Keep him here? I said keep him over.
Listen, Captain. He was my pal. We shipped together for
years. You bloody fool. Look over there. You see that black cloud? That's a squall coming. What chance do you think we'll have of living through it unless we light the ship?
He's right, Captain. It is a squall, isn't it?
And look. Look, they're running ahead of it. A sail. A ship. A ship. Where? You're right. It is a ship. The ship's coming this way. We're saved.
Take us off, Benson. Wave to
them.
Ahoy,
Adam. Ahoy.
Wait a minute. Before they get here, let's get something straight. What God said about me wrecking the Mary Kay. He was out of his head, see?
Out of his head?
Delirious. If you don't think so, well, I just as soon they found three dead men here as one.
You mean it? What do you say, sir?
He was just thinking of what's going to be funny about that ship.
Funny? Funny how?
Look at the way she's laughing, falling off.
Say, that's so. But there was no one at the helm.
But there is. You can see him.
But can you see anyone else? Any crew?
Listen, getting aboard her is all one chance. Put out those doors and start rowing.
Aye, aye.
Come on, you there, go. Grab her counter, hold on. Now, now. Come on,
what about Josh, sir, and the whaleboat?
Leave a minute to cast it adrift.
I guess that's better than letting the shots get in. Okay, Fred.
All right.
Now, let's look around here. That man up
there,
hell, for
instance.
Maybe he's drunk. Go
blind,
drunk. He didn't see him. Maybe the rest of the crew's below and... Holy smoke.
Drunk. He's dead. Life's the wheel. But what killed him? Look at that look on his face.
Burned blank like he'd been scorched by hellfire.
Ahoy, Barola! Ahoy! Anyone about?
There's no one below. There's no one on board but us. And whom?
How do you know?
Being this too. This is a death ship.
A what?
You heard of him. Every sailor has. Keeps wandering around the sea, drifting into port. Without the soul on board, and no way of telling where the crew went, or why, it's a death ship, and they don't like it.
Oh, you don't. You'd rather be out in a whaleboat, I suppose. Why, with this squall coming up a tear. Take the wheel, Ben. Cut that body loose and heave it overboard. You order. Stop moving the wheel from the rest of us. Stop now.
Yes, sir. We still in good time. Keep where she goes soon off before the wind. Yes, sir. But it's getting pretty dark. They can't hardly see the compass anymore.
I like the binnacle for you. There we are. So we got a ship on this again. Good ship, too, from the feel of this. And just in time. We just swamped her on the whaleboat. And a piece of luck, all right.
You would be, sir. That's what told you in your blanket. They'd still like to know what happened to the crew and what killed the man we found at the wheel here.
Well, as soon as Corky and Benson get back, we'll take a look for
them. I'll be walking on that,
sir. Okay, Benson. Let's see if we can't get to the bottom of this.
Take a look below, that you mean?
Aye. You stay at the wheel, Ben. You others, follow me.
Aye, aye, sir. Do not.
Get the gun ready, Captain?
I have. No one in here. Ahoy!
Anyone around? You suppose the strangulation is what you were thinking? Strangled her?
I doubt it.
He don't lie, is it? She was waterlogged. What about a plague, sir? The whole crew dying off.
It might be. Look in this cabin here.
Looks like it must have been the captain's
cabin. Oh, yes. That is his ship, here, too. Bunk made up, pay with that. There, get the wall.
Hey, Captain, hold on.
Hold! That chest was all before you were born. Look at the ironwork, corrupt on it.
What are you supposed to do now?
Now we'll go and see. Holy jumping out of that. Gold! Tons of it! Jewels! Tons as big as marble!
Pirate treasure! Maybe old
Spanish
treasure.
Look at it! Look at it! We're rich!
I'm going about and help them! Hey, below! Hurry!
This can't leave the wheel. What is it?
I'm in the captain's cabin, a big chest full of gold and jewels and treasure.
That's true.
Look, understand? We're rich! Rich!
Mm-hmm.
Dan, what is it?
Come on. Good, good, good. It means that... Look, right up here.
Captain.
Yeah. I don't know what's come over you, but
Captain Price, give them a cut back on it.
Aye, coming up. Well, so you don't like this, eh, Ben? Did he tell you what we found?
He told me. And it won't make me like it any better.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You've been to see this good many years, Captain. You slick out of us. But have you ever heard of anything like this happening before?
Like what?
They lived up rich, drift around for a day and a night, in hopes and boats, run into a ship without anyone on it, and then discover it's got treasure aboard.
Hey, what are you driving at? It happened, didn't it?
Did it? A couple of minutes ago, they thought they threw something off the port bow there.
Saw something? What?
It was too dark to be sure. But it looked to me like a whale boat with five men in it. And somehow, they got the feeling that those five men were us.
What?
Yes, Tom. They don't think we're really here on board this ship at all. They only think we are. We're really still out there, tossing around in the whale boat. At least, our bodies are. And then... They got their hunch that we're all dead.
Five fighters in the liver pills. They do the work of calomel, but have no calomel in them. For they are simple pills made of vegetable drugs. They wake up the flow of what are most vital digestive juices. When this vital juice flows at the rate of 2 pints a day, it helps to digest our food and bring back the glorious feeling that goes with regularity. Then most folks feel like happy days are here again. But before you get the genuine, Potter's Little Liver Pills.
Well, you want to go back to sea again on the death ship? Very well. But if our course from now on is one that's never been sailed before, don't blame me. It's just a moment later now. The three men are still standing in the stern of the death ship, which scuds north through the darkness. Old Sven at the helm, Captain Pike, and Tom Benton staring at it.
Yes. You think we're all dead?
Boy, will I tell this to Corporate Geeky. Tell him to stop figuring out how much that treasure's worth, because he'll never spend it. Because we're all ghosts.
Ben, why don't you go below and lie down for a while? I'll take the wheel.
Okay. All right. Let me see if you let the things about this whole business. It just don't make no sense.
Like what?
We still don't know why this ship was abandoned, what happened to the crew doing, and we don't know what killed the men who swung left to the wheel.
Well, no, we don't.
Pipe. Just come to me. The lost one.
Hey.
Wasn't that lady call it something?
You're right. Finding that treasure definitely set ahead of us. I never thought of that. Now we'll go down and read it right now. Sure you don't want Benson to take the wheel, Ben?
No, Captain. He'll finish up this trick. You can take over at 8:30.
Okay. Come on, Captain. We'll go look for the log and see if we can see it.
Yes, eh? Well, we'll see.
Yes.
Did you find out anything from the loft?
That's sure did. What a yarn.
And listen, finish.
Well, it says that this ship here belongs to a man named Talbot, a yachtsman. He was sitting around a bookshop one day, and he came across an old book written by a don, a Spaniard, a couple of 100 years ago. It was all about a galleon, a treasure ship that went down around these parts.
Storm?
Partly. Talbot took it off this ship, came down here to look for the treasure. Found it all right, but as soon as they started home, funny things began to happen.
Funny things?
Yeah. Two of the crew tried to break in and get Talbot's gun, and he had to shoot him. He got another one when the guy went for him with a marlin spike. Then he realized he'd have to do something drastic. So he and his mate dumped the last 5 men into the whaleboat, set them adrift. That left just the two of them, Talbot and the mate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last entry was made day before yesterday. At least it's the beginning of an entry, but it trails off into a flat.
Hmm. In this field, Talbot, it looks as if he was on last of the year. But we still don't know who or what killed him.
No. No, we don't. Hey, listen, Ben. Do you really think of anything to this cursed prison?
Gold is always a curse, Tom. You know what I would do if I could, Tom? I would take that fish and twist it right over the side.
Well, over my dead body.
Oh, hello, Captain.
I got this. Didn't see you coming. That's all gonna make me a rich man.
Well, make you a rich man?
Well, all of us, Ben, all of us. That is, as soon as we get home.
Yes, sir.
Cruising right along, ain't we? Well, I think we could stand some more sail. Sergey! Sergey,
come on up here!
All right, Captain. Yes, sir. Let's go up. Put on more sail.
How
do you have it?
Yep, we do.
Yes,
more sail.
Sure, it's full of night. At this trip, we ought to raise land by morning.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? Hey, what was that?
Isn't it close? Captain Pike! Captain Pike, was that crazy?
I was.
Just putting on the rat line. Went over the side. Just putting?
Aye. Too much rum, I guess.
Well, put her about and see if we can't take him up.
Hold your course. We'll never be able to find them at night.
Captain Pike!
Hold your course, I said. I'm going below.
Crossy. Overboard.
That's a great one. That wasn't why he said. Did you see the butt of Pike's gun? There was blood on it. It's your boot.
Killing.
Pike? If you're going to think to be surprised, has he forgotten what I said before he died? That he let the marriage Kay on purpose?
I had forgotten. But if that's so, if he killed Corky Morton,
then that's what he meant when he said he was going to be rich. Tom, we're going to be rich.
Yeah? Heck, we are. Hold the wheel while I get a marlin spike. Then when he comes back on deck, I'll jump him.
Jump for you, eh? You know what that is, Captain Benson?
Nothing. Nothing, you murderer.
There we are, Benson. I ought to kill both of you for what you're doing, conspiring against me. But I ain't going to make the same mistake Talbot made, kid. One man can handle this ship, but two can. Oh.
No, Ben! You killed Ben, you...
That's how you met him. Yeah, I killed him. He was old, not as strong as you. Wouldn't have been as much use to me if I could stay in the wheel. And all that cost...
Two
Well, that's good.
Won't be long now. Almost 3 bells. Sun will be coming up in a minute. When it does, I got a hunch we'll get a landfall.
And then?
What do you think?
I don't think. I know. You'll scare me. Take it in by yourself.
Smart boy, Benson. That's just what I'm going to do. The guns couldn't get the gold home, neither could Talbot, but I can and I'm going to. Look, there's the sun. And head off there off the port call. Land!
Yeah, land.
Okay, Benson. Ready?
Hey, what are you laughing
at? You! Go ahead and shoot. You think you can hurt me? You can't.
I can't.
Have you forgotten that whaleboat with the 5 men in it that Ben saw last night? The 5 men said were us. Have you forgotten what he said that meant? We're sailing due north. The sun should be rising on the starboard side of the east, shouldn't it? But it's not. It's coming out to larboard in the west.
Rising in the west? Why, it can't be. Still it is.
And that land ahead there, it's not the coast. Don't you recognize it? The skeleton sea where you wrecked the Mary Kay. There's what's left of her. Now, do you understand? You're dead. You've been dead for 2 days. Dead and doomed to sail a death ship in a circle through all eternity.
No!
No, I'm not there!
He's going over the chain.
Up over the line, and when it comes up, we'll...
Oh, Ben! He isn't going to come up. It's dark, and it looks like the same dust that followed us all day yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that was smart work, Ben. I thought I saw you move once or twice. I had a hunch you weren't dead.
Well, thanks, Ben. Hadn't we both good?
Heck no. Does that blood through your shoulder feel as if you were?
Well, no, but you just said to take...
A trick, trying to get his gun.
Trick? There ain't no trick about the sun. He's rising in the west instead of the east.
No, it's not, Ben. As soon as I saw it, the whole thing came to me. You remember that body we found lashed to the wheel? The mate? You know what killed him? Lightning.
Lightning?
Yeah. Struck by lightning during the storm when the Mary Kay went down. The shot killing him, it polarized the compass. Reversed it so that the needle pointed south instead of north. That's why it looked like the sun was coming up on the wrong side. That's why we ended back here at Skeleton Key again. We were sailing south all the time instead of north.
Well,
and you know who they were? The men Talbot and his mate set adrift so they wouldn't have to share the treasure with them. You know what we're going to do? We're going to pick them up and get them to help us sail this ship home.
And the treasure?
You said you didn't want any part of it. Well, I don't either. They found it. Let them divvy it up. But us... We found this ship.
It's great. Diamonds.
It's ours, John. Ours to do anything we like with. We're our own boss from here on in, Ben. And what more can a man want?
Nothing, Tom. Nothing in the world.
That was the story of a death ship. The ship that sailed the Caribbean with a treasure aboard her and a dead man at the helm. Pleasant little tale, wasn't it? Did it have enough corpses and sudden death in it to suit you? No, it didn't. Some people are never satisfied.
It's a good thing they're not, Raymond, or there wouldn't have been any progress.
Oh, you mean we'd have to get along without such things as the telephone, the airplane,
the electric light,
the radio,
and Carter's little Liverpool?
Heaven forbid.
Yes, Raymond, scores of people would hate to be without Carter's little Liverpool, because they've learned that a mean, cranky, sour disposition due to irregularity often takes a decided change for the better soon after they try these simple little pills made of vegetable drugs.
Ed, yes? I'll be sure to mention that Carter's little liver pills do this by increasing the flow of a very important digestive juice.
That's right, folks. And the name, Carter's Little Liver Pills, tells us where that vital juice comes from.
So next time you don't feel good, try Carter's Little Liver Pills.
And see if you don't agree that they're the best friends to your sunny disposition. 25 cents at all drugstores.
This is Raymond again, your host, getting ready to close that door to the inner sanctum and say goodnight until next week, when our guest will once again be Paul Lucas. I hope you enjoyed our little story and that you got its moral. What moral?
Oh, it's
had one, all right. All our stories have. Dead men tell no tales. Except on the inner sanctum. So, next Sunday night, we'll come to hot weather and invite your friends in for a chilling evening and listen to Inner Sanctum Mystery. However, if you just can't wait till the coming Sunday for our next one, satisfy your craving for a good murder story by reading this month's Inner Sanctum Mystery novel, I'll Eat You Last, by H.C. Brendan. Good night.
Featured in tonight's cast were Arthur Benton as Captain Pike, Byron McCormick as Tom, and Gilbert Mack as Beth. Original music by Lou White. Inner Sanctum Mysteries will be on the air again next Sunday evening, same station, same time, when we will again have the honor of bringing you the popular and gifted star of stage, screen, and radio, Mr. Paul Lucas. Be sure to listen in. This is Ed Hurley reminding you, when you don't feel good, try Carter's Little Liver Pills.